take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
And here we are, and Robin's joined us. Robin Kelly, founder and conductor of the Stumming Choir. Thank you for correcting me on that, Robin.
Beautiful. No, you're good.
I don't know why I was saying stimming. I just wasn't quite sure how it was pronounced.
Oh, it's a German word, which doesn't help anyone, really. But yeah, it's a German word, so stimmung is
stimmung.
How it's pronounced.
What does it mean, then?
Well, like I said, it's a German word. It means, like, tuning or mood. So I guess the word is the same in the German language for both how in tune you are and what your mood is
perfect.
Like.
Perfect
so,
name then.
Exactly.
For your choir.
Yeah.
And it's a big celebration this coming Friday night. 10 years of the Stumming Choir at the Auckland Town Hall. So a decade.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. 2015 we kicked off as just, and it's always been an open community choir. It's just that we've lasted for 10 years and, you know, not the easiest 10 years with a few shutdowns and difficulties to get through. So it's worth celebrating, we reckon.
Yeah, fantastic. We were just saying too, it's so hot at the moment. Auckland seems to have just, there's so much traffic outside. There's so many things to go to.
I know. There's events everywhere. Yeah. So it's an exciting time. Yeah.
So this choir, it's a very big choir and a very unusual choir because you invite all sorts of riffraff.
Yeah. My choir get annoyed at me saying so often that it's an unauditioned and open choir because
yes, they what does that mean?
Well, they work very hard and they sound great. I think we sound awesome. But no, it's an anyone's welcome kind of choir.
As long as you can sing, though.
No,
seriously,
who cares about that? No, I mean, there's people who come. That question comes up a bit, like, you know, what about people who can't sing or if I don't think that I can sing? I really do stand by that's not really an issue.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it because the others will carry you.
That's the great thing about choirs is
right.
That you're with a group who can carry you. And I think so much about, like, us, quote unquote, not being able to sing is it's like stuff you've been told or stuff you've been taught. I don't think I've ever met anyone who doesn't have what it takes to be able to sing and express themselves and for me to want to listen to them. So, yeah, everyone's welcome.
What a wonderful idea. What a glorious idea. So, can you sing?
Well, this is probably why I have that philosophy, is that I started it as someone who loves to sing but would never have referred to myself as a singer. And I think over these 10 years that's changed significantly. So, yeah, I sing quite a bit now and I, you know, have sung in bands, in concerts and things like that. And it's just been an opportunity to say, if you're opening your mouth, if you're making noise, if you like it and other people want to listen to it, then that's all it takes, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But you conduct the choir.
Yeah. And I do want to go back, like, it makes it sound like we're just kind of yowling on stage there. There are beautiful singers and beautiful musicians in this group. Again, because it's an open choir, I don't think many of the people in the choir, and there's like 80, well, there's probably about 90 of us in the choir now, and I don't think many of them would call themselves musicians because there's very few in there, if any, who are full-time, who are professional musicians. But I think that I'd call them musicians because they are there singing. And I think they are very talented and they produce a beautiful sound.
So they're like the backing choir, if you like, because you've got some very big names who are coming in to sing with you.
Yeah, that's the other thing we do that I really like. I think we stand on our own as a choir.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, not at all. Absolutely. And we sound beautiful on our own, but it's such a thrill to work with people because, anyone who loves watching music, listening to music, knows that person who can come out and just like hold a stage and lead a band, lead a choir, is just such a magical person to watch. That's why they do what they do.
Of course.
And so we've always invited people like that who I really look up to or I've worked with before. Invite them to come and join us and kind of share some of that magic. And that's a huge thing for us because, like I said, there's very few of us who are professional full-time musicians, so it's a chance to work with people like, who's doing this one? Troy Kingy is doing this concert with us. Diane Swan, like a legend, particularly because Radiohead features quite heavily in our repertoire.
Does it?
Yeah,
oh, right.
And of course she's recorded with them.
She is.
Yeah. So in our last
Jasmine Mary.
Jasmine Mary, yeah, yes. An incredible.
Saw them together in Atomic 2.0 where they do. Yeah,
exactly, and that so was because Julia Deans has been a long-term friend and collaborator of mine, and so Julia's helped introduce me to a few of those people. And yeah, Jasmine's, and I saw Jasmine actually first in that Atomic, and just they were incredible. So asked them for this one. Yeah,
there's Paul McClaney.
Paul McClaney, again, a good friend and just one of the most musical people I know, I reckon. He's incredible. There's Jesse Casson and Esther Stevens, and we came up together in the music industry. They're incredible vocalists. I'm actually really excited. Like, there's also Jimmy Christmas, good old D4 days.
Wow.
And Milan.
Can I ask you who Jimmy Christmas is covering?
He's covering Iggy Pop. We're doing an Iggy Pop tune.
Right.
And it's the Iggy Pop tune. I don't think we have time to play it today. Like you said, it's a long song.
Yeah, 6 minutes or something. Well, yeah. He's doing that one. Okay.
He's doing that one.
Paraguay?
Paraguay, yeah. Right. And it's one that just ends with this, like, long rant, just angry at the world. And I thought, if anyone can do that, Jimmy's going to be great. Yeah.
Well, it's a good show to go to on Friday night. And yeah. You've sent me some links, and I've pulled one up. It's on YouTube, but the quality is quite good, of Esther Stevens.
Yes.
Actually in the choir. So this will give people who haven't actually heard the Shtiming Choir an idea of what actually happens. They won't be able to see the visuals, obviously. But when was this recorded?
This was recorded last year at St. Matthew in the City. And
what
it's Esther guesting. Yeah. A beautiful chance, that beautiful acoustic, which is why the Town Hall we're excited by as well, because those big acoustic venues are just gorgeous for a choir. And you'll hear some of that in this, with Esther singing lead on it, but the choir gets to just make it extra special.
Fantastic. Okay, so this starts off with the introduction to Esther, and then Esther will start, and then the choir will start. So thanks, Robin. I'll send it into...
Can you please welcome Esther Stevens?
Space.
Beautiful ship, show me the world as I am.
That's amazing.
Esther Stevens.
Yeah, Esther Stevens. Strumming Choir sang Subterranean Homesick Alien. That's last year in St. Matthew's in the City, and you get an opportunity to see this choir this coming Friday night at the Great Hall at the Auckland Town Hall, November 14th.
That's the one.
Hey, so, Robin, who backs this choir musically?
We've done everything from just a piano to what you heard there, which was a piano and some strings helping out. Because it's the Town Hall, it's a big venue, so I've gone big. I think we've got about 25, kind of sort of a mini orchestra. It's actually got a full rock band, which are most of the members of a group Demons of Noon, if you know, a nice metal band. So they're going to bring the heavy. And then I've got a string septet, so seven string players, got a bunch of brass people. We're going to fire up the organ in the Town Hall and play that as well. So, yeah, there's about sort of like 20 people on stage backing it. And it becomes this kind of like rock or kind of a chamber orchestra. You can do heaps of different textures and you've got a whole choir to work with, so it makes it pretty magic.
Brilliant. What a compelling gig to want to go to. Amazing. And I know also that you have a BFM stalwart, Mikey Havoc. Yeah. He's also on stage with you.
Yeah, well, Mikey actually just got in touch this year. I think he'd heard about us or maybe heard about one of our gigs and just wanted to come along. And he's been a beautiful just choir member, joined the tenors and sings along, but I couldn't resist the opportunity to ask him to step out front for this gig because, you know, legend of our of the microphone, and I certainly grew up, you know, listening to Mikey and just love to watch him perform. So he's going to take a Black Sabbath number for us. We're going to.
What's he doing? Do you know what track?
Yeah, we're doing War Pigs.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, great.
So the big choir
Perfect.
Behind that.
Well, the choir behind it. Unreal. Well, obviously,
yeah.
But
yeah.
When I'm in my brain, I'm thinking a choir behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's cool. We get to. Well, because obviously you can tell there's a theme with the repertoire. It sits pretty solidly in the rock space and really with, I guess, rock I would have grown up with. So 90s, early 1000s kind of. So there's a bit of nostalgia in there, but mainly it's just these epic songs that you get to make more, even more epic with a whole lot of voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said he joined the tenors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you remember that voice. Yeah, he's right up there.
You audition them and say, right, you're in the tenors.
No, we don't audition anyone.
No,
yeah,
no, you
that's the point.
Right.
Yeah.
No auditioning, right.
But no, you just, and people float around and find where their voice sits. But for a lot of people, it's the first time they've had to think of, you know, am I a soprano? And I try not to use those. I don't have any better language for it yet. But really, it's just where does your voice feel comfortable? And yeah, where can you comfortably sing the rather difficult parts I write for you?
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, so I do all the arranging of the numbers and can get pretty challenging at times. I like to keep it challenging, and I know that drives some of the choir mad, but I think that's why they like coming along as well. It's a great way to not only sing with other people, but you got to, you know, keep your brain working in a certain way to get that singing muscle, particularly when it's singing lots of parts with other people.
Yeah. So how often do you get together when you're not doing, like, public performances?
We rehearse through the year Monday nights, so it's a regular Monday
Every
night.
Every Monday?
Yep, regular Monday night for people in Mount Albert, and it's just a sort of drop-in, come-along thing. A big concert like this is definitely a highlight for some people, but I know for others it's just the week by week. It's the highlight to get out of the house to do something that's, like, you know, music they love or a group of people that they love or hopefully both.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely both. So the Stumming Choir, A Decade of Noise, this coming Friday night at the Great Hall at the Auckland Town Hall. And if we wanted to get a ticket?
Yeah, that would be Ticketmaster. And, yeah, Friday night at 7:30. It's going to be a great gig.
How much will it cost us to go, Robin?
It'll cost about $35 to go.
That's so reasonable.
Yeah, that's the concession. Like, we try and make we've got definitely like a fuller price ticket, and that's for people who, you know, can afford it. Then there's the concession price, about $35. I've always struggled with that. I want to keep it accessible, but also it's a big concert, I tell you what. So and I like to recognize, like I said, that 30 musicians. There's heaps of cool guests. We give them a call, huh? So yeah, that's kind of how we balance it all. And it's going to be a great gig.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So thank you so much for coming and telling us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the build up the rest of the week towards it. What are the sort of things you have to do this week to make sure that everything goes according to plan on Friday night?
Yeah, I still have to write a lot of parts for musicians.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, so a lot of the brass players don't know what they're doing yet, but they'll know definitely by Friday. Yeah.
Robin Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a great gig.
Cheers.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.